Good morning. This past week's daf Ayin Zayin in the 10th perek in Maseches Nedarim. We could start from the Mishnah on Ayin Vav on the base to get the full picture over here. So the Mishnah first Nedarim Kol Hayoyim. The Tan of our Mishnah says HaFos Nedarim Kol Hayoyim, which means, as we'll see in Hemshcha Mishnah, means till the end of the day. Kol Hayoyim, the day of the Shmiya, when he hears that the neder was made, the Yom Shoma, he has till the end of the day. Whenever exactly the end of the day is. But he has till the end of the day.
It's at a brachas hara?
Yeah, well, not correct. Many things are told in Yom Laila, you know exactly what the... Seif Hayoyim.
Probably whether he was talking about the whole sugi and brachos of when day and night is. That's what he meant. Oh, sorry.
You're right. Right. Has to do with that exactly. Right. 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 When is it? Is it right? Ben Shmoshes involved in this? Yeah. I go upon him, but that's. A technicality you have to work on, but we're not going to focus on that. Maybe it's clear. I don't know. Akoponim hafaros nedarim kol hayoyim means to the end of the day. End of the day. Day starts by laila and ends at the soif of the daytime of the day, right before laila of the next day. Akoponim zokta mishne yish bedav lechokul ulaharchmim. Let's see what that means. The Ran tells us that Lokul Hachman doesn't necessarily mean what it might mean in other places. Ketzad. Nod b'leli Shabbos, Yofa b'leli Shabbos, Uviyemir Shabbos, Hashem Tehshach. The Mora gives an example of the day of the week the Mora picks Shabbos. Maybe we'll see about that. But Akoponen, but Zot Mora, Nod b'leli Shabbos, basically means in Tchilas Hayoyim, which is Belayla. Then he could be made for Yofer B'Leli Shabbos, V'Yemer Shabbos, Ad Sheterchshach. So this is the case, which the Mishnah means, like L'Hokol, means you know, you have the most time, most amount of time to be made for, right? Theoretically, you could have close to 24 hours. Yeah. Zok Mishnah, however, Nodra Imcha Sheikha, let's say she made the neder at the Soif Hayoim, then Mefer Achelay Tachshach, then the amount of time that has to be Mefer is just Achelay Tachshach, a very small amount of time. And the Mishnah says, Shemchoshcha Vloy Hofer, any Yochel Lohofer. Zok the Gemara, that, if it's Choshcha, if the day ends, and he wasn't made for, he can't be made for anymore. It sounds like the Mishnah is giving us some kind of reason, explanation, and a sinas tam for something here. Tomorrow you can't be made for, the day is over. The day is over, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Right? That which is true. It is true. Let's see the Ram. Zok the Ram. Hafaros nedarim kol hayoyim. Hayoyim means what's the day that we're talking about? Yom Hashmiya. That's what we're familiar with. That not necessarily the day that the neder was made. Because kol hayoyim is kol yoyim Hashmiya. Now, just Naga once. This was mentioned. It's mentioned that we learned in the previous sugya, a person could be made for even without a shmiya. Right? There's two shilas, right? That we sort of, once a shilas, if it was made, but he didn't have a shmiya. he could be mefer. And then there's another nidun which he had more recently, if a person could be mefer even before the nether was made. Back upon him, a person could make, that person could make a hafor even before the shmir. So, inasmuch as this Mishnah sounds like we're talking about, as far as how long the Yom HaShmir is, inasmuch as this Mishnah is talking about being mefer within the Yom HaShmir, but there is such thing as a hafara even without the Shmir, right?
Yeah.
Right? Even before you have the Shmir, right? So that would increase the time slot. Right, this halacha of the Mishnah that there's a that the clock is ticking is when the Yom HaShmir is chal, which is when he hears about the nether.
I mean, what kind of a case are you talking about where she makes a nether, he doesn't hear about it, and he says, "I'm made for all your nedarim even before you heard of it." That's
let's say something like that. He has some kind of inkling. Or suspects that she was Mayfair, right?
Yeah, but although he can do that, but like the Rav said, that the clock isn't ticking yet.
Right. Our mission is talking about right in the situation where the clock starts ticking, and the clicking of the clock starts when he hears about it. Again, I don't want to go into this so much. Remember from the previous sugi, cherish and things like that, knowing about it and hearing about it might not be exactly the same thing, right? Because we spoke about cherish, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really for shmir, right? I mean, there are ways of communication, mm-hmm. right? So that sugi might have been mashma that shmir has to do with hearing it. You gotta hear. So if you don't know about it without hearing, that might be, kaidim shmir. As far as that's concerned, right?
You said he can be made for the nether before he heard it. Before he hears it,
right?
So he can be made. He can say 2 weeks before, if you make any nether, I'm made for that any nedarim.
So I was trying to be clear that there are two different scenarios. You could have a nether that was made, but he didn't know about it. And then you can have a nether that wasn't even made yet.
Right.
So a nether that wasn't made yet, that we had recently, and that looks like we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Agiya to that.
Oh, so if he says 2 weeks ahead of time, a nether that you might make, I'm made for it now, so we're saying that it's not... That's not
hafara. That might be machlekes tanur blazen lechamim. At that whether that could work to make a hafara before the nether was made. Right. So to steer clear from that, we were trying to talk about a case where the nether was made already, but he didn't hear about it yet.
Okay.
Right.
So when he hears about it, then the clock starts ticking.
Right.
Because I was wondering, in the case where he made it 2 weeks before, hafara 2 weeks before, according to that mandamer, and she makes the nether 2 weeks later, when does the clock start ticking?
Yes, he beat the system.
Yeah,
he made hafara before it starts.
What do they do? They date before they get in the freezer.
Oh yeah.
I'm wondering, you're being machalic between Yadi and Shmi, and I'm wondering if you're doing that together, maybe to help the Rush's explanation that if he didn't even have a Yadiya and he was Mekayim, even if she already made the neder, that it still might be a Kiyum Betos because he doesn't know, or.
Well,
or not. I don't know.
That definitely has to do with that. Right? The Rana Sugi also sounds like he's talking misophic, right? That's how he talks about to be made from misophic, right? If you didn't hear about it yet. Right? I was just being more aware that if it's true that hearing is specific and therefore there might be a difference between hearing and knowing, And so it could be, it might even be even after you know, you know, the clock didn't start. Okay, but these are all just side things, side ramosim, side hints to things from the past. Back upon it, but like Shlomo was saying, right, definitely, this is talking about that when we had a verified shmir, right, whatever the conditions of that is, and the clock starts ticking, so the Tana of our Mishnah holds that you have to the end of the day. And therefore, how much time you have, how many hours you have, is really dependent on how close to the end of the day one got the shmir. So Zokta Ram, Hokul Ahachmir, Lav Dukko, Lohokul Ulahachmir, the Holy Shaykh of Kula Vachumra Hocham. Zokta Ram, that the term Lohokul Ahachmir, that it says in the Mishnah, is Lav Dafka over here. Lohokul Ahachmir wouldn't be relevant, this term over here. Lohokel ulahachmir. Elohokikom, pomishesmani miruga, pomishesmani muot. La fuke meisleis, loilum zbani shovin. It would sound like, what do you have? Lohokel ulahachmir. Zaman says that what the Mishnah means is that the amount of time that you have is dependent. Sometimes you have a lot, sometimes you have a little. Lahokal, I would refer to having a lot amount of time. Lahokal mean you have a small amount of time. And that is specifically according to this Manda Omer. Now, because anything more, there's another Manda Omer which has a set amount of time. You always have, from whenever the Shmir, whenever the point of the Shmir is, then there's a Me'ais La'ais. There's a 24-hour time clock that starts. Okay. Let's hear. Now, Zokteran Vaitim, Nojalel Shabbos, Zokteran Huadin Vachol, of course, when the Mishnah says Leil Shabbos, this, the point of the Mishnah is all the same if it was done during the week. The reason why the Tana chose to talk about the day of the week as Shabbos is to tell us something. Tell us, one could be mefin dorm on Shabbos. We'll see that. That's going to be the sugya at the beginning of Ayin Zayin concerning the halacha of be mefin nedarim, what type of nedarim on Shabbos. Zok d'ran, not b'leli Shabbos b'chin sosay. Leili Shabbos over here means Bechnisas HaShabbos, means Tchilas HaYom, Mefer Beleili Shabbos, B'yom HaShabbos, Ad Shetech Shechtayin Lohokim. This is when you have the most amount of time. Nodje, Im Chasheicho, Shnod B'Shabbos, Somach L'Chasheicho, if she first made the neder on Shabbos, towards the end of the day, Mefer Ad Shetech Shech. V'hainu L'Hachmer.
That's interesting. The Ram says Lo Shaycha Kula V'Chorma, and he says behind the Hakel. He uses the Lashon now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. See, what he probably means is, you know, in the context, yeah. Right. In the context of the Mishnah Lo Hakel, which is different than in other places. Right. That's what he would probably mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So now Nojem Chasheicha. Okay. Right. Is behind Lahachmir. Right. And this is the case of Lahachmir that. That you only have a small amount of time to be made for. Zokteran uvedin hu delisni ene mefer ela ad shetechshach. That really, in the context of the Mishnah, what the Mishnah is coming to say lahachmir. So we're coming to say that the point over here is that you have a small amount of time. So over here, you could only be made for the next couple of minutes, right? So it really should have said it in a lashon of ene yochel lahofer, right? To point out that there's a limitation. Kivud lahachmir katani elo lahochi toni haylish. No, the Ran says that the reason why the Mishnah, the Tana expresses it in a positive way, you know, is that as if to say that he could be mefer, that's what it says, right? Mefer ashtechshach, Mishum de Shaykh Beit Fe Maid Messiah Milsom Shim Koid Mechashech Le Hofer and Yachal Hofer. And because what the Tana is Messiah, the reasoning that he says the Ashmina Bahailishin the Mefin Nadorim Beshabbos, that this is concerning that halacha hafos and mishabes afilu shloim tzeruch shabes lefish zmana over. So the man already mentioned something which we'll see in the upcoming sugya, that nidorim, which the heter of these nidorim, the hafor of these nidorim, is not relevant to Shabbos. Nevertheless, one could be meifer, and the reason for that is lefish zmana over, because if you're not the opportunity to be mefer is being lost. It's past. It's going to pass. So that's what the Tana is coming to say, and that's in the positive sense. You could be mefer. You could be mefer on eder. Because it's Iveris. Okay, but we'll get back to that. That's not the point that we want to focus on right now. Right, we're focusing on the Iker Shitas right now. Okay, so the Tana of our Mishnah holds that Haforos Nidorim is called Hayoim, which means that at whatever point of the day the Shmiya comes to the Baal, to the Yav, is that just from that point to the remainder of the day, that's when he could be made for. Zogt Gimor, Tanya, Hafos Nidorim Kol Hayoim, Tanakam of this price is the Tan of our Mishnah, is that Hafos Nidorim is to the end of the day, Kol Hayoim, right? Just to the end of the Yom Shmu. Rabbi Yisra, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezbe, Pshim, Omru Me'es Le'es. Okay, this is the Mishnah that argues these Tanoim, they hold that one has Me'es Le'es. Me'es Le'es. From the time of the Shmia, you have Till this point of time, tomorrow, the next day.
Who's this Tana of the Mishnah, the first Tana? Is it Stam Mishnah, as it says, Rab? The Stam Mishnah. I mean, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon are arguing, but who's the one who's saying the Stam Mishnah?
Stam Mishnah might be Reb Meir, you have. I don't have anything definite on that.
Usually a Stam Mishnah isn't Rabbi Yehuda?
No? Rabbi Yehuda?
Who's the Stam Mishnah normally?
I thought Reb Meir.
Oh, Reb Meir.
That's right. That's right.
I'm just thinking about these people. I mean, those are very Shimon. I just think Shimon. Maybe Shimon was. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, were Talmidim or Rabbi Akiva, right? So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon was the next generation, and Rabbi Yehuda also. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir were all Talmidim or Rabbi Akiva. So these two were, this is the next generation. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Okay, fine.
There is a girsa on the side over here, once you're interested, which gives the Tanakhama a name, Divrei Rebbe. Is that what it says by you? You have that over there?
Where?
On the side, there's a girsa. From the Tesefta, in the Shultz maybe. In the Schultz, that's what it is. In the Schultz. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, if that helps clarify things, there's a source. It's B'Shem Rebbe, right? Whatever that might mean.
Meaning the Tanakhama, you're saying?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Rebbe is who? Rebbe...
Yehuda Nasi.
Rabbi Yehuda Nasi.
Let's see. So that's the price that brings the machlokes. Now the Gemara goes into the sources. So my time in the Tanakhama, what's the reasoning? The reasoning over here, again is like is a source. So makro b'yom shomoy. The pasuk uses a term of yom shomoy, and you know, day has a definite beginning and an end, and if it's referring to the day that he hears, so that's it ends when the day ends. Rabban my tamayu, Rabban who makes leis, v'chsiv miyoyim ayoyim. And the pasuk uses a term of miyoyim ayoyim, from day, one day to the next day. With miyoyim ayoyim, let's see the ran on that. Yat yoyim ayoyim is the source for the me'eis leis. Zok tamayin, oma kro b'yem shomoy, d'mashma, Yom Hashmiya Bilvad. Limited to that day. When the day ends, then it's over. Tichsiv miyoyim al yoyim. Zok the Ran like this. The mashma me'es le'es. The words miyoyim al yoyim are mashma me'es le'es. Es le'es means right from time to time, which means the time that you are right now till this time. Tomorrow, Shir sheyesh bein tchilas yom echad v'tchilas yom acher. Now the Ran. I'm wondering whether the Ran is explaining, like I just said, Shir sheyesh bein tchilas yom echad v'tchilas yom acher. Miyoyim el yoyim. It sounds like the Ran maybe a little bit different, right? Miyoyim el yoyim. Ran seems to be translating from the beginning of one day till the beginning of the next day, right? Not necessarily, you know, me'es le'es means from time to time, right? From 2 o'clock to 2 o'clock, from 2:31 to 2:31. At the that's true, but the translation of miyoyim liyoyim, the Ran seems to be teaching means from the beginning of the day till the day is over. Right? Shir sheyesh bein tchilas yom echad tchilas yom acher. Tahaynu esrim rabbim shoyis. That's what it sounds like from the Ran. It doesn't sound like he's translating means, miyem means, you know, from the time today you are till tomorrow where you are now.
But it does sound like that he's saying from today where you are till tomorrow, because it's esrim v'arba shoyis.
Right, that's what it amounts to. What's the initial mashmois in the pasuk? Is the pasuk the words miyoyim liyoyim? Miyoyim liyoyim are they referring to a point in time today till the point in time tomorrow? So it sounds like from the Ran that's not what miyoyim. The miyoyim liyoyim means a full day, a full day's worth of time, which is 24 hours, and therefore it translates to wherever you're starting. You know, you have 24 hours, but the word miyoyim liyoyim means a full day's worth of time. Uh-huh. Right, that's what it means. Right, that seems to be the translation. Right, a little different than I was saying. Right, like, you know, this kind of idea, you have it. Let's say, you know, when in the Pesukim, Koeis Chaya. Right, you know, when when the Malachim came and they were Mevaser, they gave the Besura that Avram will have a child, right? So that's more like, you know, at this time in a year from now, right? You know, I go upon him, but that's how the Ran translates the actual translation. And of course, it's amount of time. It's a full day's worth of time. Right? That's what it means, right? Yom is an amount of time, and not till the end of the day. It's a full day's worth. That's what this din is. Now, I mean, there is, you know, you could talk about these interesting shilas. I can't really point to both manda omrim, like, you know, as far as you know, if you change you know, the date line, but, you know, you go from place to place, you know, what happens over there, you know, what is that dependent on? Okay, you could think about that, okay?
It depends on her and him.
What?
She makes a neder and steps over the date line. And he's still on his side.
Well, it's about the Shmi, right? I mean, it's on the Shmi, but I think the Shaila Karsh question is that, is it depending on the place where he heard it, the place where he is, where the day ends? You know, you could declare about that. But, that might be different according to Tuman the Omrim.
The Ace La Ace seems pretty clear that that's like a 24-hour clock, right?
So that might be really dependent on the two ways that we spoke. You know, if it means that you have the amount of time back to where you are right now, so it's 4 o'clock right now. You know, so I have to 4 o'clock. You know, if I move someplace and 4 o'clock, you know, it's 25 hours. Maybe I have till 4 o'clock.
And then you don't even need the date line. Then that would mean. If you go from New York to
Okay,
right.
Okay, right. Not depending on arriving, you know, once where you are, so then it should make a difference, right? But if it has to do with arriving at that hour of the day, then it could be adjusted by moving around. Right.
Not a strong raya, but. You could say that the Gemara where he shot the arrow to see the shadow, right? So that's sort of a hint that we're looking at the shadow, and not the physical amount of time, but you know, Pashtus, he wasn't
going anywhere,
right? You know, couldn't get through customs with this.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could also say the question was it shouldn't matter the Goyish clocks either. Meaning, we change our clocks 1 hour when you go, I don't know, 1,000 miles, something like that, or about 1,000 miles per hour. So, but really, it doesn't work that way. I mean, you know, if you go half that distance, the sun is going to set, you know, a half hour later.
Right. That's a good point. And once you're mentioning that, then we could even add to the questions that different points in history there was a change in the an early ending of the day or a later ending of the day at. By Yaakov Avinu, right? The pasuk talks about that the day ended early, right? And by Yeshua, right? The sun stopped, right? Right? These things. So what happened to Haforos and Dorim during those days? Okay. Lomadam. So Zofta Gemara. Let's see. So far we have the initial source of each shita. In the pasuk, there's two mashmois, and there's the Yom Shammai, which we refer to just limited to that day, end of the day, and there's the Miyom HaYom, which will be Yom Hashmois of a Ma'eis Leis. So at the Moltan HaKama HaKsiv Miyom HaYom. So to Gemara, what does he do with the other Pasik? Itzrich. B'Yom Shammai HaVamino B'Yimam Yim B'Lel Yiloi K'siv Miyom HaYom. So to Gemara like this, that B'Yom Shammai. So yoim, the word yoim could have one of two possible mashmois in. Because yoim refers to day, right? Day, when we refer to the unit of a day, it's made up of a night and a day. And you know, in this context, you know, wherever you are at this point till the end of the day. But yoim also has a mashmois as opposed to Laila, right? Day time. Day time. Is that the Gemara? According to the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tana Kamo, that he learns that the reason why the Torah says Miyoyim Miyoyim is in order to clarify that when it says Yoyim Shomoy, the word Yoyim is not limiting it to day time. There could have been a way of understanding that if a person has a Shmiya, let's say at night, but night is not a time to be made for Nidorm. You can't be made for Nidorm by Laila. Possibly the understanding of that will be something like, you know, a choice that we have in the sugya, maybe something like the halacha of a din, right? Din has to be dafka by yoyim, not by Laila. Maybe that's where that would have come from. And therefore, even though he had the Shmiya, so he has the ability, has the Shmiya, but doesn't have the ability, like we saw before, maybe he doesn't actually need the Shmiya for the ability back upon him, but there's a point in the day which is, one could make a hafara, and a point that you can't, during the night you can't, right? That would be, so that's when the Pasuk says, miyayim ayayim, in order to tell us that you have the full day. So according to this, but the Pasuk doesn't, you know, it's just, according to this man, the Omar, miyayim ayayim means, like the man told us, you know, a full day's worth, right? You know, from night till the end, that's what it is. But in what context are we using that? So according to this man, the Omar, the initial pasuk tells us that you're limited to the day, to this day, right? To the end of the day. Now, the on that thing, Mara says, but it could be that only daytime you could be made for. So that means that the amount of time will end at the end of the day, but you only have the daylight. Daylight time of the day, right? Right, which again will depend on where you're standing, right? Maybe which time of the year, whatever it is, right? So on that, the pasuk on Yom Yom tells me that no, I have a full day, right? But according to this man, Omar, it doesn't mean that I always have a full day's worth amount of time. It means that the point in the day which could be made for is the entire day. Miyoyim Yom. Zok the Gemara.
Almost never get a whole day.
Yeah, it's hard to get exactly the full day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. But you know, that's, I guess, it's a technical thing, right? But you know, but theoretically, yeah, you know, yeah, you have the whole day. Ulman do omar yem el yoim hoksev yem shamoy. Point to Ulman do omar bor yem shamoy. It's a diksev yem yem have a mina mechad b'shaba lechad b'shaba leferlo. Zok the Gemara like this, that according to Ulman do omar, that he learns you have meis eis from yem el yoim, so what's this limitation of yem shamoy? Zok the Gemara, because miyoim el yoim, from day to day, one could have understood it meant that you have, and this is more like more similar to what we were saying before, right? Like you have from this day till this day once reoccurs.
A week
later. So you have a week, mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll have, okay, you can clear according to that, you know, exactly the timeline, how much exactly you'd have. But Akopana, but it would be a week, yeah, close to a week.
It sounds like that man number is now saying, really, that's the pshat of miyom el yom. I mean, up until now, he thought the pshat of miyom el yom is 24 hours, from this time today till this time tomorrow. But now it seems like without Yom Shmiya, he wouldn't learn that way. Miyom el yom, he would be learning from 2 o'clock on Monday to 2 o'clock on Monday.
I'm tackle wondering now. Does that really right what I was saying? Does that change, or according to Miyom Yom, we also will refer to however number, you know, of hours? It's 24 times 7. That's really what it means. miyem ayem. Right? Again, not necessarily referring to the point of time where he is, but miyem ayem, maybe the translation will really be the same thing, just a question on, you know, where you're starting. But the point that Lilith Rand is saying, it never means necessarily when he's starting from when he's making it. It's an amount of time. Amount of time called miyem ayem. Now, there's two ways of translating that. It means either a full day, from one day till the next day, or it means from one day till, you know, this day comes back around. But again, it's never talking about when he's making the nether. So it'll be, according to like the Ran translated that, it'll be 24 times 7. That's what it'll be. That's the number of time, which again will translate according to that, that wherever you're starting, so it'll be like that, right?
So I didn't think about it when I was learning it, but I think
what
Michael says sort of does, you know, I would think.
What are you thinking? Yeah,
is that it means from, you know, Monday to Monday, but Lavdafka from this. You know, 4:30.
Is the amount of time gonna make a difference? Is how much time do you have? When we talk about the week, are we talking?
I would think that you'd have to. I could hear that it means till the beginning of next Monday.
It's the beginning of next Monday, and you don't even really have to
where
you are.
That's what you were saying, right?
I wasn't making that point, but that occurred to me in my head as the discussion was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I learned this, when it said a week, I was thinking that that's also Lav Dafka. You know, I didn't see this anywhere, but you know, it could be a month also. You know what I mean? But it's from this unit of time to that. You know, just pick like what.
Okay, you sort of asked the question and answered it in one breath, right? Okay, okay, so that means that.
All that discussion would go against the other pasuk of Hefer Yafer Oson Isha Beyom Shamo on that day, so.
That's what the Gemara is saying. Yeah. That the pasuk of B'yom Yom is saying that you limit it to a day. You don't have more than a day. That's what that pasuk is saying. So that the pasuk of B'yom Shamay is helping us translate this block of time of B'yom Yom, right? Right. So really, what's happening over here is that the machlokes is what's the initial pasuk, and the other pasuk is helping us translate this pasuk. That's basically what's happening over here. According to the Manda Omar, who says we only have to end of the day, that, you know, he's saying that the pasuk of Yerim has helped me translate that the day, you know, is a full day, right? You have to look to as opposed to, you know, not being able to use the night. According to the other Manda Omar, that it's the Miyem Yoim, which is the amount of time, and the Yoim is just helping me translate what the Miyem Yoim is. It's a segment of a day, not more.
What both have in common is that miyom el yom is giving a longer zman, and yom shamo is giving a shorter zman, according to both drushes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's important, but it's
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. That is true. So this is the cheshbon, the psukim over here. Where things start, you know, that maybe you could still think about. You know, akoponim, the Gemara gives us the machlokes and how to learn the psukim. Zot imora, omrav shimim pasim, shimim levi, ein haloch kaisi zug. The Gemara tells us as follows, that ein haloch kaisi zug. Oisah Zug is these man do omrim that hold that you have meis la'is, and he's paskining ein halocha. Could be that because maybe they might have been the rabbim He might have looked like the Ram, might be the Ram. And therefore he's paskening, he has to speak out that the halacha is not like them. I guess he had been Messiah, right, if that's true. Akoponis, so this Gemara is paskening that the dinner first Dharma is like our the Stam Mishnah that we have, which is only to the end of the day, you don't have Me'ez Leis. Zokt Gemara, Levi Sofer Lemevik Ha'ani Tanoi, Levi, he initially felt that Halacha is like them, Omer Le Rav, Hocha Mechavivi, Ein Halacha Ko'eseh Hazug. Okay, so you know, you see that there could have been a basis to passing like them, and you know, we had to have the misoira on that. The way things were handed down, in halacha ko'isa hazug. Let's just read another line or two, which the man tells us that these next two lines over here are really not relevant to our sugya. Chibarav shodi giro ubodik. Chiyabarav, he would engage in other things, shooting arrows, and ubodik, and this is not even referring to hafaras nedarim. Just talk about the dinner of hataras nedarim, and he held like the man tells us that charata is sufficient. You don't need to find a pesach, therefore it doesn't require iyun. And therefore, he was able to be matir neder while he was engaged in other things. Rabba Barahuna Yosef Vikoim, a similar idea that, you know, whatever position he found himself at the time when the shoyl, person who came to be matir neder, was, he was matir him, he didn't feel the need to sit down for concentration. Okay, so in the rest of these are really, really broad derech agav. Okay, we'll see the Rosh, the Otam Halach and the Gemara. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Have a mina b'yom ha'im b'lel yiloi. D'dilma yom hochi mashma. There's such a way to understand. That's what yom means, right? Yom refers to daytime. Right? The time of the day that the sun is shining. It's referred to day as opposed to Laila. Ksiv mi yom a yom demash mi soif yom shalif ne shmi as soif yom shal shmi dehainu nodr p'chias ha-laila shmi for ha-laila v'yom at soif yom. Like they're understanding that the Akopon, according to this Mando Omar, you have a full day. You could possibly have a full day. You don't always have it, but you could have a full day, and therefore the night is included in the Zman Haforo. Zok the man back in Chabeshab, Rochi Mash Makrom, Miyoim Shmiya, Ad Yoim Hayetze Boy. The same day of the week. That's where that would come from. Ksiv b'yoyim shamoi, deni mefe ele yoyim shmiya. You only have one day. V'kivun shekein ha'kocha k'iksim yoyim ha'yoyim, ein elitim shir abba v'esrim shoyis. So once the pasuk says that you only have yoyim shamoi, so therefore the understanding now of yoyim ha'yoyim can't mean a week, it just refers to a full day's worth. 24 hours. Zok the Gemara Chavi, Zok the Ran Chavivi Rab Chiyeh Shachir Doide Shel Rab, Rab's uncle. Zok the Ran the Kaimlan Hochi. Zok the Ran we pass in like the Gemara Paskins. Avosendam Kol Hayem Mesuloy Kistam Ukistam Hasnisin. Seems to me maybe that's the reason for the psak, because of the Stam Mishnu. Chia barav shodi giru bodik zok ran like this. Agav broro the rav maisi hochon that the Gemara before had mentioned rav relevant to our sugya is agav broro the rav maisi hocho ho the chia barav shodi giru bodik, which means like this. Boichem usasik libre schitzim while he was involved in shooting arrows, Hayaboydik Adam Habolafon of Lahati Nidroi. Means Shoyaloi, the Bedika was, he would ask him in Mischaret, if he has Charoto, Matiroi, Tikosova, Paiskum, Charoto, he holds that Charoto is sufficient. Ion was not required, he didn't have to look into the matter, didn't require concentration. Limtzai Pesach. Yosef Ikoim, Shlohim Dakti B'dova, Elohim Advieshi, Kmoy Shohim is Damiloy. Okay? Alright, so the Gemara over here, this is like saying, like, it's brought to Erech Agav. Okay? You know, it's a, I don't know if it's for us to give a comment on that. You know, the Rishonim are not happy with that. Fine. You know, I don't know if we have the gauge exactly. You know what could be agav or not agav. No, you know the Gemara definitely does do that. Akoponim.
What
I just mean to say is that. You know, someone might learn the Gemara, and he might sort of you know, think to himself that this is a, you know, a difficulty that the Gemara should be bringing this in over here. Like, what's it doing over here? So I'm just saying that I'm not sure if it's for us to make these decisions. You know, in learning the Gemara, there's such a thing as an agav, and if we see the Mishnah are bothered by it. No, then we have something to rely on. But our own feelings on this, I wouldn't rely so much on that to say a different pshat.
A halacha l'maisa, bottom line,
right.
At the end of the day, so to speak. Do we go that the baal can be mefer only up until the end of, till it gets dark?
So you're asking a question. This was a question we want to know in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
What is the din?
Yeah.
So.
And why I'm asking is because if a woman knows what's going on with her farish in the dharm, she knows anything, she might make the netter 5 minutes before, you know, the baal has a chance to. It's 5 minutes before dark, and the baal doesn't have a chance to be made for. So her netter is.
Well. What's your scenario? Right, what is your scenario? I'm not sure if she could really, you know, catch him
on it. I was wondering if he has only an hour, half an hour, 10 minutes.
Fine, but let's play this through the video over here.
Yeah.
So is she making that in front of him or not in front of him?
Yes, in front of him.
Okay, so how long does it take him to be made for?
Yeah, but maybe he didn't have the wherewithal to decide yet what to do, and the time passed. He didn't do it because whatever reason, yeah. And then he hears Charata that he didn't do it. It's too late now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she put him in a position that he has only 5 minutes instead of telling him in the morning at 9 a.m.
Okay.
That's why I'm wondering what's halacha l'maisa.
Uh huh. Yeah. So I think pretty much la halacha. We'll see that the Gra not necessarily agreed upon. We'll see that there's other ways of girsois and the Gemara over here. But I think la halacha l'maisa that this is la halacha l'maisa. You only have till Seif Hayyim. Mm-hmm. The Ran definitely passes like that. Shitz Ramam is like that.
Yeah.
I didn't see in the Masifta footnote just regarding because I was bothered by this. What if she does it like a second before and it takes 3 seconds, right? So, or you know, whatever time it takes. Mm-hmm. So there was a footnote that says that would be like no worse than, let's say we have the halacha. Someone didn't know that he has till nightfall, so the clock doesn't start ticking. So if there's not physical enough time to. You know, get out the nusach of afar, find the place, and
right.
You know, so mm-hmm. then it would start the next day.
So that leads to the other question. So can he be mefer at night, or we say he cannot be mefer at night? Allah, the final.
But as far as that, yeah, he could. When we say at night, we mean the tchilas hayoyim. Right, that's when we talk about night, right? I mean, yeah. You're talking about the start of a day. Start of a day.
Everybody held it. It was just the Havamina.
Right. You can still be nefer by Tesach Kachav until Olos HaShachar. That's what we're saying?
She made the neder
by Hadlakas or Neiros, let's say.
So that case, I mean, Hadlakas or Neiros is still the end of that day.
Right.
So, I mean, unless of this kind of situation that he doesn't have the wherewithal to do it, but if she makes a neder 18 minutes before Shkia, then it's over at the end of his day.
And if he hears about it by Tzeisach HaChavim,
okay, right.
So could he be Mayfair during the nighttime? That's what someone.
So she made it by Lich Benjamin,
yeah,
and he heard it after Tzeisach HaChavim. So it's really totally on really when he hears it,
yeah,
right. So fine. So if he heard the neder basically at the beginning of the next day, so that's when the Yom Shmif first just started right now.
Yeah,
so
but can he be mefer during the night, or does he have to wait for the morning?
Yeah, he can mefer night. Yeah, that's when he can mefer night. Okay. Now the Rosh, there's a Rosh over here. If you want to see in the Rosh, it's around four lines from the banner. Okay, in my print over here, the Yesh Svarim Gorsim Halacha Ka'ose Hazug. The Ran brings a Girsa which is totally the opposite. Halacha Ka'ose Hazug. And the Ran says that the basis for this Girsa is because there is a Gemara which clearly holds that a Fosin Dom is Meis Leis. Mishum de Bishuli Shabbos Gassinim Hilchs La Fosin Dom Meis Leis. Morn Shabbos. In the Sugi over there, which is the next Gemara by us, the Gemara that says Hilchs La Fosin Dom is Meis Leis. And that's why, so this Girsa, in order to comply with that, what that Gemara says, now, according to this, umefarshi sovar lemevan hochi, and it is nehemshech hagemora. Right, according to this, that the whole Gemara changes around. Right, so when the Gemara says that, let's say, olevi sovar lemevan kahani tanoi. Right? It's not going to refer to these two Tanoim that we mentioned over there, because the Gemara is paskening like them. Right? So the Mevel Kihani Tanoi Pirish Tana de Masisim and Tana Kama de Braiso Domar Kol Hayomim. Right? So we'll have to adjust a little bit. Kihani Tanoi means so we have to make a group of Tanoim out of this sheet. Right, so that's what will be. It might really be this, theoretically the same person. But Akoponim, but Kehani Tana, we refer to the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana Kama here. Omalei Rav, Hochi, Amar Chavim, Halacha Koyisai Zug. Now, the Rosh goes a step further. Vafil Iga Sinan, Ein Halacha Koyisai Zug. That even according to our Girsa of ours, the way we have the Girsa, so our Sugi would be going that Halacha is not Me'es Leis. The Halacha is, like the Ran said, like we would go with that Girsa. Masil Memer, the Stoma the Shas, Paul Ade Beshua Melevi. Nevertheless, it could be that there's Machoikis HaSugis over here, right? The Stoma the Shas means the Gemara in Msecher Shabbos. And therefore, that would be the basis that even though maybe our sugya is saying that the halacha is that you only have to the end of the day, but it could be that some of the shas is passing over the night, that passing that you always have 24 hours. Now, I'm having a little trouble with the reading the Rosh over here. the exact flow in the next few words. He says, "Uvechol asfarim gasinan hocho chia barav." Chia barav. So I'm not sure what he means with this. With this, I mean, this is the Gemara which says that Chia barav shodi gira ubodik.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what he means with this first line over here. But what he's saying is that he seems to be saying like this that I mean, there'll be a way to explain this more, how it's relevant to our sugya in the following way, like you're saying, right? And that according to the Ran, you know, the Ran wanted that you know, he should be according to the maskon, the halacha that says in the sugya over here. So therefore, we had to explain that what he's doing was something not relevant to us. But according to this, that if there's a way to say that he paskin, you have the me'es le'es, so then we could explain that mice or those maisim to be relevant to our sugya. His wife would make a nether, he wouldn't be matted right away. He'll be quiet. She would make a neder, and he would make it look like he wants to be mekayimit. He wouldn't respond with a hafora right away.
What's the
kantor? The kantor usually means like to argue, uh-huh. Right? Like in a negative way, uh-huh. Right? To
counter.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah.
It could come from the same word. Maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, I wonder if English could be used, you know, as that. But maybe there's some kind of French word, you know, that word counter comes from, or some kind of real akoponym. But yeah. But this is what Shom was referring to. So the Zrikas Chet, that also gives us a little better feeling about the target practice that he was involved in. Right? Now, according to Michael's Ha'ora, I guess we have to know like what time of the year was that, you know, because for the tomorrow's sale to be, you know, but within 24 hours.
No, it's still 24 hours.
Yeah, because generally the Torah, right, is does everything shows manios. Well, anyhow, it's always going to be 24. Within a minute of 24 hours. Either the night's longer or the day's longer, right? But yeah. Right, I guess you have like maybe a minute difference. But I think the Torah doesn't go after 24 hours. Anyhow, it goes after the shadow.
Oh, it would go after the shadow.
I would think so.
What you're saying is that 24 hours in the winter is the same as 24 hours in the summer.
Right. I mean, the truth of the matter
is, the truth
of the matter is that the day does slightly get longer and shorter. That 24 hours is only an average day because of the elliptical orbit of the Earth. Right? That's why Chatzos, if you'll notice, Chatzos varies. Right? Yeah. If it was a perfect 24-hour day, Chatzos would always be at 12 noon,
mm-hmm.
Right? But because of the elliptical orbit of the Earth around the sun, so when the sun is closer to the Earth, you get a slightly shorter day, and right, and it's further away. It's
so, what's the extent of that? How long is the biggest day? How many minutes did
like,
this
like maybe another minute different.
No, just 1 minute.
You can see it in Shabbos. Sometimes, you know, you'll have Shkia be on Friday night, it'll be 7:30, and then it'll be
The next week.
The next day. Motzei like Shabbos at 7:32. So you see, from Shkia to Shkia was
but that has more to right. But that has more to do with the season, right? Which is the tilt of the earth, not the. I'm saying at 20. In other words, that has to do with sunrise to sunset at any point of at, let's say the northern part of the globe.
Okay,
right? but there's also. There's two things affect the 24-hour day. The most profound effect is the tilt of the earth, right? And that's where you get the big varieties, the sunset going from, let's say, 4 o'clock till, whatever, 8 o'clock. Or,
right, it can be in the day, right? Day, all night.
Right?
I mean, that's what happens in the North Pole.
In the equator, right. In the equator, every day is 24... every day is 24 hours in terms of the season. Mm-hmm. But because of the elliptical...
Right.
Orbit, so it's not really exactly 24 hours, right? Most day and night happens because the Earth is spinning, right? But let's say the Earth wasn't spinning, right? So if the Earth were to, if here's the Sun, if the Earth were to go around without any spin, there would be one day in the year, right? In other words, right now, this would be day, right now, this, over here would be night. And then go back today. So if there was no spin, you get like one free day.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a perfect circle, then every day would be the same length. But because it's an elliptical, so when it's closer to the sun, you get more of a quicker orbit around the sun. And when it goes further away, it gets a little slower and quicker.
And when it's winter, yeah.
No, nothing to do with winter. Again, the season has to do with the tilt of the earth. This is why Chatzos varies, right? I was always bothered why Chatzos should vary, because again, on the equator, where a day is always approximately 12 hours, right? So the tilt of the earth doesn't affect it, right? Because it's in the middle. So if it's tilting this way or that way, you still have the same right. But I once asked Dr. Berger.
Right? Summer.
He's astronomer. So he explained that to me. Is that the one free day of the year that you get because of the orbit, not the spin, and so that varies a little. But I think in terms of Jewish time, I don't think any of this takes a factor. And I think it just would go with the shadow, because we have a concept of Shel Zmanios and.
It seems that way. I'm just wondering what happens on the North Pole. And you get 6 months for Yom Shemir?
Yeah, you get sunset at 11 o'clock at night.
It shouldn't be any different than Shabbos, though, right? I mean, what do we, it's...
Right, so there you just count 24 hours. I mean, I don't even know how they would do it on the North Pole, quite honestly. Because you still need an actual Zman for Shkia. Whose Zman do you go by?
Right.
The closest one where it actually sets? Maybe, probably.
Someone told me he went to Alaska for Shabbos, and Shabbos came in at 11:30 at night. He said, but I still needed the 18 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good science lesson. Yeah, I remember.
I mean, I'm just trying to. I've got two questions, and I'll ask the more important question. When you have a machlokas asugias, we actually had a Ron that discussed this a few daf ago. I don't remember how many, 20, 30. When you have a machlokas asugias, do you go after the ikur sugia where that's the ikur? I mean, here, this is where it's discussing the issue. In Shabbos, it seems to be not the ikur sugia. And do you paskin by the ikur sugya, it says there, and the other one is, I guess, just arguing? Or do you go by the other sugya? Here it's being ma'ayin in the topic, and it's getting more into it, and over there it's just telling you what the final halacha is. And it seems like there are rishonim that go both directions on that. I don't know, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yes, I don't know the kolom, right? I just see in Iran he uses the term of stoma d'shas. That's what he calls that gemara there.
So he would be going and according to that this is the Rosh, you said?
This is the Rosh. Yeah. Rosh, Rosh right. brings that.
So the Rosh would be saying that the Gemara and Shabbos is the Ikar Halacha, right. and this would be not the Ikar Halacha, even though it's the Ikar Sugya.
That's what it would sound like. And that's what he's coming to say, right? Even if your gurus ain halacha, some of the Shas argues. I'm not looking at him, and I thought he was saying and therefore the halacha is like that, but the truth is that he doesn't necessarily say that, right? You could question, you know, where you go with that. Akopanim, but the Rosh in Psokim brings this. He brings from the Rishon, the Ben Chaim, the Rif that they pass in that you only have to end of the day.
Who brings it?
The Rosh in Psokim. This is the Rosh Pirush in Psokim in when he paskins Halacha, the Rav, and he says that you should be machmer like those Rishonim. So that sounds like he's, you know, mesupik in what there's tutzdon over here, and therefore.
I mean, it's always more machmer to wait only till the end of the day.
Right. And we'll see about that. It could be relevant the next sugya. Wait till we get there, but. That's how the Rosh ends over. Yeah, I believe that's how it's passed in Shulchan Aruch.
But when he says lahachmer, right? Because would there be an afkamina the Gabi Maltus? Is he passing that way, or is he saying that we should be machmer?
It sounds like that he's mesupik, right? It sounds like he's mesupik, right? He has tutzdogim and. That's what the Lashon would be mashma.
I always wonder about these kinds of machlokas. Were women not making that many nadarim? Men weren't being made for that many nadarim? You know, like, you know, really the biggest one is by tefillin. Like, how did we have a machlokas by tefillin? Like, people were wearing tefillin, right? So, like, how did this come about? That's to me. So this like a little, this one's not as big a question, but it's still a little bit bothering me. Like, you know, when were they, you know, what were they doing? You know, like, they were being made for Nadarim. How did this machlokas come about? That's whatever. Okay.
Okay. Good question. Let's see. Okay. let's see the Ikar Sugi for this week now. Zotimara, Tan Hosom. The Mishnah Sefer Sechah Shabbos says Mifinidon b'Shabbos. The Mishnah talks about what one may do on Shabbos, not do on Shabbos. The Mishnah mentions over the Mefinidom Shabbos, one may be mefer a neder on Shabbos, vinish olim l'nidorim, and hatoras nidorim could be made, l'nidorim shehen l'tzerich haShabbos. Now, the in this Mishnah, there's a condition to the type of nedarim, nedarim shehen l'tzerich haShabbos. Now, when we're talking about just the translation over here, that the tzerich Shabbos goes on the she'ela or the hafora, right? That's what we're talking about. And as we're trying to take off the nether, so if the nullification of the nether is the tzerich Shabbos, right? That's what we are talking about. Right, as opposed to that the nether itself is sort of Shabbos, right? That, as opposed to that the nether itself was sort of Shabbos. we're discussing the ability to take off the neder, and if the removal of the neder is the Seder Shabbos, right? That's so right. That should be simple, right?
So it's possible that if it's not with Seder Shabbos, then he might have to be made for after the Yom Liyom.
We will have to. Right. Okay. Well, let's see the Gemara, and then we'll come back to your question, right? Let's see what the Gemara holds about that. Now, zot matis iboy lohu mifinedarim b'shabbos ter shabbos adimma afilu shlodet sardif. The Gemara has a shayla like this, and the shayla, you know, as far as the reading is concerned, is as follows. That, I mean, the Mishnah talks about two things over here, right? This Mishnah talks about Hafora and Sheilu, which is Hataris and Dorim. The Mishnah mentions that Nidorim, which are, I'm just calling it Nidorim, but you know, it means the Het and Nidorim, right?
I'm not sure I understand what the Rav.
See, when we're discussing over here, let's say Sheilu, right, and we're limiting it to Tzorech Shabbos. What is the Tzorech Shabbos?
So that's the nether.
The nether is Tzorech Shabbos. Well, the nether is asking something, right?
Right.
But I'll tell you, so the nether was that she can't eat, right?
Sure.
Right.
Right.
So the Isser of the nether is not. So Shabbos, the Tzorech Shabbos probably is the heter, right? To remove the neder, right?
Okay,
that's what I just meant to say, right?
Okay.
Right. So you know, it's even though in words it sounds like we're talking about, you know, nidorim, which are Tzorech Shabbos, but it's you know, it's lav dafka, it's removal,
it,
right?
So that you can't even.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
Right.
Sometimes we make natural assumptions without thinking about things, and they work out. And sometimes they don't work out. This time, I made a natural assumption. I guess it worked out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So something like this, right? So in the Mishnah itself, right? The Mishnah, we call the Reisha of Mishnah, talks about Hafara. The Sefer of the Mishnah talks about Hatorah, Sheila Hatorah, and the condition that the Mishnah says, which is the Tzorech Shabbos, is at the end of the Mishnah, and then the Gemara's question over here, let's say as far as the reading is concerned, is that definitely the condition of She'elo has to be that the removal of this neder is only if it's the Tzorech Shabbos. But does that also go back on the Reisha by Hafara, that one could be mefer a neder only if it's the Tzorech Shabbos, or not? Namely, is there a difference between Hafara and Sheila? Sheila definitely only if it's a Tzorech Shabbos could be done. Hafara, is Hafara limited to Tzorech Shabbos or even not Litzorech Shabbos? Now, like we were saying before, right, there's a reading issue, right? That means, you know, how do you read the Mishnah, and what's the mashmois of the reading, and then what we're going to have to always fill in over here is that what are the svaras, right? What's the reasoning for the two stalim? Let's see the Ran. So the Ran, Tnan Hosam Pegni Shehichshach Mefiri Nedorim Bali Ishtoi. I guess you could ask over here, right? Why the Ran Haforas? You know, there's an Avabita. There is also such a thing. Like, why is he specifically saying Baal Ishtoi? It's a Ha'ora. V'nishol Nedom L'chochem. So the Ran Mefir Nedorim B'Shabbos L'Tzorech HaShabbos. This is the more Shaila, right? The Haforas Nedorim. Is it Litzarech Shabbos or not? Hadikatan Litzarech Shabbos, the Mishnah over here definitely talks about and conditions, there is a condition in this Mishnah, Litzarech Shabbos. Does that condition, Akul Mas Nisin Koi, goes on the entire ratio also? Dafila Hafora Dafk Litzarech Shabbos, that even Hafora could only be done if the Hafora is Litzarech Shabbos. They didn't Hafilo Shle Litzarech Shabbos. or maybe hafara is not bound, is not limited to this condition. That the condition of a tzarech Shabbos only goes on she'elo. Now the Ran says as follows, and let's see what he's doing over here. Mishum, the kivin tzarech chacham or shloish shadyaita is merchzi kedina. The Ran over here is coming to explain why it should be different. Right, that's what the Ran is telling us over here. Why should there be this? So this is what we're interested in the sforus over here. And the Ran tells us why might there be a difference. It kind of sounds like from the Ran that why it should be the same doesn't need to explain. And the Ran sounds like he's only coming to explain why there might be a difference. Okay, so let's focus on that for a minute, then we'll come back around. So the Ran says that the reason why there might be a difference between hafora and shela is as follows: Mishum dekivnei tzara chacham or shloisha hediotis. Since shela needs to be done by a chacham or shloisha hediotis, mechzi kedina. It appears to like as if we're passing a din. Now the halacha is that on Shabbos it's also to paskin a din. Right, right. That's one of the shvusin, or maybe whatever you should call it, the shvus. But it's an issur d'rabban over there, which I believe is based on maybe a concern of writing. Yeah, right. So din is aser, and so on that the Ran says is that the reason why. It will be Oster over here is because of Mechzi Kedina. And on that the Ran is saying that the Mechzi Kedina is applicable only to She'ela, not to Hafara. Since Hafara doesn't have any requirements, you don't need any special credentials for Hafara. So it's not similar to din, so it wouldn't be nichlal in the iser of din, whereas she'ela, that there are requirements of chacham shol shadyaitis, it's mechzi kedina.
Is this tam going only if you hold mi'es le'es, or this tam really goes for either shita?
Okay, so this is a good point. Good point they say, and we're going to have to follow through the Gemara with this. Right? The Hemshech HaGemara doesn't seem like it's working with this at all. But yeah, that's a good point that you're saying. So we have to hold on to this, and as the Gemara goes on, to see what happens with this photo. So the Gemara, the Ran over here is explaining to us that why might there be a difference. So on that, so what this is saying, and I just want to be clear over here, you know, in the categorizing what's the, you know, kind of sforus. The Ram basically is saying over here is that the whole reason why there should be any Isser in the first place only applies to Shela. Shela is Mechzi Kedina, so Shela could be included in the Isser of Din. Whereas Hafara does resemble din and all, so there's no reason for it to be awesome, right? So the Siba, the cause for the Isser, is not applicable. Once the cause is not applicable, okay, so then, you know, obviously there's no reason to need certain conditions with Tzarek Shabbos, right? The din of Tzarek Shabbos is a heter, right? You know, something which really has a basis to be awesome. But being that there's a need of Tzarech Shabbos, so that's why Chazal were matir such a thing. That's what it is. It's a heter. So when the but we're I mean, something which it doesn't have a Tzarech Shabbos, so that's where the Iker Isser is applicable. The, you know, the Isser that belongs here. there might be a reason for a heter if there was a Tzorah Shabbos. No Tzorah Shabbos, and then this is from Kaim Ha'imid. Now, if we want to explain that a hafora which is not Letzorah Shabbos, so there's no reason to be makel at this point in the way round is going. So the reason why you would be able to do that is because fundamentally there's no reason to ask. You're not doing anything here that should be also. So I don't need any heter. Right? That's what this Ran is saying.
And it's sort of an agav thing. Is the reason this is not called a gezeirah le gezeirah because it's a mechsi?
What do you mean? What's a mechsi? What's the mechsi here?
That it's going to look like din. Meaning, this that we don't do din on Shabbos is already derabbanan.
Right.
So now we're saying this, which isn't even din. This isn't even din. And we're saying you shouldn't do that on Shabbos. That sounds like a gezeira, but we don't make a gezeira. So I'm wondering what's different in this case that we would say this, and I'm suggesting that maybe mechsi is not called a gezeira, because it looks like the original gezeira. That's what I'm asking and suggesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be like you're saying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right, there is such an idea that when Chazal make a takana, so they have to include things to ensure the kiyum of this takana, and if they would make the perimeters very limited. And things which would look like it should be bechlaldis, and that's mutter, so that's the beginning of the end of the takana. Uh-huh. Right? So therefore, Chazal had to, include it in order for so that's why that might not be, that's one of the reasons why when you have you don't have a problem of auxiliary. What exactly the guidelines of these are is also, but that is such a concept that wouldn't be considered auxiliary, because that's necessary for the ikr. For the Iker Takona to be kayim. Now let's see the second thing that the Ran says. Look the Ran, inami, she'ein sho oiveres l'she'elo. Now according to this this Ran, so again the Ran is coming to be mechalik. What is the difference between she'ela and afora? Why might it be? Why might it be that she'ela is only the tzorich Shabbos and afora doesn't have the requirement? What might the difference be? So we said that the first explanation the Ran said is really a fundamental difference, that the whole reason why there should be an issur here in the first place only applies to she'ela and not to afora, right? So shine. There's no reason to ask for us. Now, obviously, there's no conditions, right? In its heter, there's no reason to ask it. Only she'ela, which has the reason to ask her. So that's why, there's conditions. Now, according to the second thing in the Ran, inami in the Ran, it should be going. Just setting up according to what he's saying. What sounds like he's saying is that the initial fundamental reason why it's also does apply to hafora. Right? We'll speak about in a minute what that is. But this is where the Ran is heading. That the reason to aser really does apply to hafora. Mm-hmm. However, that hafora has a reason why we should be makel. Right? We should give a heter to nedarim, which are even not letzorich Shabbos, or to the hafora, which is not letzorich Shabbos. And the reason for that is, it's because it's oiveris. The Ran is, when he says, she'ein sho oiveris l'she'ela, means she'ela has no limitations. But hafora has a limitation.
What do you mean
she'ela
has no limitations?
That means that there's no time, there's no yom shmir.
Right?
So you could always go to the Chacham
a week later.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right.
See, I was learning this fakir. Now that you're saying it, I assumed what he meant was, but it doesn't fit so well into his exact lashon, but was that really we don't care about the din at all, and really you can make hafar and hatara on Shabbos. It's just that because you can do hatara after Shabbos, so we said wait. But hafara that you can't do after Shabbos, we didn't say to wait. Really, Mi'ikar din, there's no real problem doing it. The way you're saying it sounds to be.
So I would think that you need a reason to ask in order to. Right? If there's no reason to ask this, so why am I telling you to wait?
But then, what's the reason? Meaning, Mi'ikar din, now they both should be usher on Shabbos, and he doesn't really say what the reason is.
Right. So that was the next thing that I was going to get to, right? And maybe this might change things. But I was assuming that you need a reason to answer in order to, to get off the ground, right? The mere fact that you could do something tomorrow is, why can't I do today? Right? That's where I would have started from, right? So that's why I was assuming that there is, the reason why that there is a reason to answer applies. There is a reason which applies to Hafara, and on that the Ran is saying that the basis of the difference is because Hafara is a Shai Veris, and Shayla is not a Veris. So therefore, that a Shayla which has no Tzorech Shabbos, I mentioned before, Tzorech Shabbos is a Heter, fine. Now something which doesn't have a Tzorech Shabbos, it's Osir, and there's no reason to be Matir over here. I would imagine do it. He could do it tomorrow, just for the same things. That therefore, there's no reason to be matter. Mashen ken hafora is something that the hafora which is not the tzorich. So you don't have the heter of tzorich, but you have another heter. The other heter is the fact that you're gonna lose that opportunity. You won't have the chance, and that old chazal were matter the iser by hafora. Based on that, I mean, theoretically, it comes out that I guess we'll see. Happen after we maybe according to the Mandar Omen, but assuming that it's a Shoy Veris, so pretty much really what it comes out that it wasn't included in the Takon, right? That's really what it is. So I'll leave with the MS. If you want to consider it a heter, and I don't know if it's really a heter anymore, right? Because hafora is always mutter, right? So that means that basically it was never included in the Isser in the first place.
So I was bothered, but according to the second explanation, so lu yitzur that you can't be made for on Shabbos.
Lu Yitzui, that you
cannot be Mefer and Shabbos.
Right.
If it's Shalom Tzorech Shabbos.
Right.
So, according to what we said before, that you should be able to.
Right. So that's.
Do it Motzei Shabbos, right?
Right. That is a valid question. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Fager asks this question. Right. That is a question. You might even think maybe to ask a question in a different way, is that being that she'ela is always an option. So would that be a question? I mean, to say like this, you're saying, what do you want to do? You tell me you can be Mefer today, because if you're not Mefer, then you're stuck. Right? Why are you stuck? Right? You're sure. You got to be sure.
But the husband can't, or the father of the husband can't force a She'ela. Right? That's the wife's card.
Okay. Okay, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. His ability to be Mefer, his control. Mm-hmm. Right. That's true. That l'chayra is true.
Hmm.
just
yeah.
No, I'm just troubled by strife in marriages.
What? Yeah, that's the word.
It's not shyness to me.
Okay, so that your shyness is I believe that's part of that question, which l'chorik, yeah. It's a point. We have to know what the answer to that is. Right, but you're saying good as far as what I was asking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a kasha on those who say that you should be able to do it the next day if you couldn't do it today for whatever reason. That's our problem. According to that,
yeah.
Those Rishonim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really just have to go through which Rishonim hold that sheet and then see how they address this issue, no? Or I guess they don't. Otherwise, Rabbi Akiva wouldn't ask the question.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I did not follow too much over it, through it, but...
I mean, this is a machlokas, right? Not all the Rishonim hold from that shita, right?
So I don't really know. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know for sure. Could be like you're saying. I don't remember. We have to locate the source. Where we had that. Do we have the source for that? Or we'll have to
for this
halacha that if you can't, oh, I mean, you're coming from the Gemara. If you don't know the halacha, that's a Gemara,
right?
See, he's saying it's a Gemara, right? So if you don't know that, you could be mefer. So Yom Shmiya didn't start. So this question is relating that if your hands are tied by an iser. Chazal, tying your hands down that you can't be mefer, so that should be by the same token. That should be that the Yom Shmiya shouldn't start.
I feel like there's a Rambam and a Keset Mishnah, but I just can't remember quite what the topic is and whether this is the topic or something else.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay, so we'll have to locate that. The truth is that we didn't get to this, right? This Marmot that you're talking about, we didn't see it.
I saw a footnote in the thing, like, and I saw...
When you don't know the halacha?
It's from a sugi later, right?
I think it's Mamash the last daf in the Masechta.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it gets really right at the end. Which is, you know, always problematic. You learn something all the way at the end. You're like, well, what just happened? Let's go back to the beginning of the Masechta.
Yeah, you'll get it next month.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. So let's see if we get makes some headway in this sugya over here. Okay, but what I wanted to point out is like you're saying before, right? That I see in this Ran that definitely is a basis for Hafora to be Osir. As a matter of fact, you know, as we see in the Sugya, there is a Manda Omar that it is Osir, right? If you know how home is laced, you don't have this heter, right, of Shoy Veris, it is Osir, right? Now, what is the basis of that Issa, right? So we have two directions to go, right? Either we could talk that what the Ran said initially to be mechalik, whether hafora relates to din, the iser of din, that's one option that we could go, that we could say that that this side of the Ran is going that a hafora is shayach to din, hagam, that hafora doesn't need a chacham and doesn't need, but the concept, right, of removing a neder, that in itself would be daimited in, possibly, and that's where it would come from. That's one direction. The other direction would be something else, something new, which I don't know exactly what it would be.
The Shabbos there'll issue. Be a,
what?
Shabbos issue? The Klal tells her to do things that aren't Latzorich Shabbos?
There's such a thing like that.
Like a challah,
Maybe. So that would be heading really in the direction of yours, that you were saying such a thing, right?
But a little bit from flip side, right? And I was assuming there was... I was assuming there was no reason to answer it.
So we're just turning it around, making that a reason to answer, right?
Yeah.
Itself, you know, is a reason by itself.
Yeah.
Right? And the difference in that will be...
Then that would apply also to the din, and then the whole din thing. I mean, it's a hatara. And then you don't need the whole din thing at all.
Right.
Hatara is not the Zohar Shabbos.
Right. And according to that, Tzorich wouldn't be a heter. Tzorich would be... that's what should come out according to that. If the Isser itself is Shaloi Litzorich, something which is Litzorich, it's not a heter, there's no reason for the Isser in the first place.
Right.
That's what should come out according to that.
Right. I mean, what's more mistaver, that Litzorich Shabbos is not Usser at all, or that it's a heter? I mean, I guess if you found something that was clearly usher, and now you need to do it for Shabbos, do we have such a heter? Because it depends on what the... Maybe it depends on what the issue is.
So let's see. So, I mean, it'll be relevant. It will be relevant. According to the man d'omel, you have me'es le'es, right? So according to him, you could do... Right? According to that man d'omel, l'tzorich Shabbos, you could be mefer, but not l'tzorich Shabbos, you can't be mefer, right? That we have the setup over here. So according to him, let's see if we could see if there's a mashmois, whether according to that man d'omel, l'tzorich Shabbos is a heter, or just there's no reason to ask it. Okay. So what we just discussed now, and we came coming off the Ran, is like I mentioned before, right? There's two parts to this, and there's another piece to this in a second. But the Gemara, the question, the halacha that we're coming from is a Mishnah, and there's a question of how to read the Mishnah, and that's... The tzadim over there will be, you know, based on the mashmois, right? What is the mashmois of the Mishnah? Could be this nikul mashmois in the Mishnah. We'll see this. The Gemara in Shabbos, really, you know, has this sugya over there, and the Gemara itself raises a point that the Gemara just on this line, the Mishnah says like this, that if the halacha, the condition went back on both. So the Gemara wants to know, so why does it say Mifinu Dorim B'Shabbos? That word B'Shabbos, what's it doing there? It just says Mifinu Dorim V'Nishom Dorim Shem Tzorich Shabbos. Right?
Say that again?
The Gemara in Mesechah Shabbos, the Gemara brings our Shiloh. The Gemara is bothered by a diktuk, a mashmois in the Mishnah itself, that the word B'Shabbos seems to be mechalik, seems to divide between Hafara and She'elam. And the Gemara, in order that the Gemara Shailah should have, you know, two tzadim in the reading of the Mishnah, the Gemara feels that the Gemara has to explain that the Gemara says like this, that Bishlama, if the condition of the Tzorich is only by She'ela and not by Hafara, then we understand why the Mishnah is Mechalik. That's the halacha, unconditional. And v'nishol nedom shein l'tzorich Shabbos. But according to the tzad of the Gemara, that the din of hafara also has what the Mishnah ends off with. So then that word Shabbos, why is the tana be mechalik between that? The word Shabbos shouldn't be there, and the reading should just be mifin midom mishol nedom shein l'tzorich Shabbos. So on that, the Gemara says, "What do you hold about that?
If there was a limitation on the fearing that it could only be on Shabbos, then wouldn't it have said mefirin nedarim l'tzorach Shabbos? Meaning, because it only says mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos." it sounds like it's saying a filu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Of course, you can. You know, we know that you can be mefer in the Durim any during the week, but of course on Shabbos. But even on Shabbos, that's my mafir. But by Nedarim, it's only if it's Litzorach Shabbos. That's what it sounds like. No.
So I'm just trying to see where you're heading. So you're saying that you have a mashmois. The way the Mishnah reads sounds like one of the two tzedakim.
Yeah, it sounds. Right. It's saying that mafirim b'Shabbos. We can be mafir in Shabbos, not only litzorach Shabbos, but bechlal. It didn't say the word litzorach. So since it didn't say the word litzorach, it sounds like even if it's any. Net any hafara, but by nishalim it has to be letzorach Shabbos. That's why you put in letzorach.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, the Ram before told us that the Gemara is really in question. That maybe the word letzorach Shabbos goes back on all that was mentioned.
Right. Yeah, but that.
So, you hold it. That's not.
It's not mashmah to me like that.
Okay. Now, that sensitivity maybe is coming from the word Shabbos itself, which is mechalik, right?
Yeah, and the lack of the word sorach.
Which the Gemara... See, if it wouldn't have said the word Shabbos there, right? If it would have said mefirim nedarim v'nishom nedarim shehein letzorach Shabbos, if it would have said that, then you would have accepted that the condition of tzorach goes back on everything?
Yes.
Or, okay, so pretty much you're coming from the word... B'Shabbos, which sounds like that's ending the hafora side of things and picking up, right? Which is basically what. So the Gemara itself, Masechet Shabbos, is sensitive to this mashmois, and the Gemara explains.
More over there.
Right.
Sorry, and where are you seeing this? In the Rosh?
No, I was looking at the Rosh. Oh. The Rosh. It does mention that. See, if you want to see in the Rosh, he's just really quoting the Gemara on Shabbos. The Rosh over here, but in different Masechet Iboiluhu.
Okay.
You see that?
I have it in the narrow lines toward the top.
Iboiluhu, like the fifth line down or something?
Mm-hmm.
Sixth
line. Iboiluhu, right. Mefina Dom Shabbos, and Tzorach HaShabbos Dafko. Now he says, "Utzerach Shabbos b'katoni b'seifa at harvayuko." He goes on both. Now he speaks out. "V'haydi katoni b'Shabbos prezimni." This is what he is referring to. Why does it say b'Shabbos? Mefarish time b'shili Shabbos. The Gemara over there explains mishum deshel tzrichabezdin v'afor ein tzrichabezdin. The Tana is being mechalik, not really for the halacha here, but for a chiluk that you have in other places, and that apparently is satisfying enough of a reason for the Tana to be mechalik, and it doesn't have to be that the chiluk is something which is relevant to what we're discussing here, right? But this is a gemara, right? So come on, the gemara addresses that, right? You know, if you're not happy, you can look at the gemara over there. But I'm just saying over a gemara, right? That's what he explains. So therefore, again, so this is all just as far as the reading is concerned, right? And what we discussed in the Ran is okay, fine. After you satisfy, you know, the reading, and you have no hachra in the reading. But you still have to explain in the svara over here. Why should there be a difference? Why shouldn't be a difference? You know, what's the issue over here in svara? Right? So there are always two points. Many times the two things that we have to you'll find in the Gemara and in Rishonim, you know, makes many times maybe more explicit the reading issue, and it's left to us to fill in the explanation. And you know, if our glasses are on well, we could always pick up something to some degree in the Rishonim about this, right? Right? And over here we have Akoponim in the Ran. He reveals to us something about this. Okay, so Akoponim, so the Gemara Shaila is that Hafora, does Hafora have the condition that Hafora could only be done something which is Litzorach Shabbos, something which is not Litzorach Shabbos, it cannot be done. Now, just want to raise a point. Right now that we saw the Gemara, so I think we can, you know, we're familiar, so we could deal with this. That, I mean, we know the Gemara is going to say that it's totally machlekes tanoi, right? But it would sound like lechaoida that at this point in the Gemara is opened. That even if you hold that hafaras nedarim is only to the end of the day, and it's oiveres, right? Because again, the Ran was explaining the tzad why it's choluk, but then you have the tzad that doesn't agree with that, right?
You mean that
there's a difference between hafara and shela, right? And hafara has no conditions, but the Gemara has two stodim, right? So on the tzad of the Gemara that hafara has the condition of the tzarech, right? So what does that mean? It would sound like lechayra, right? And we'll see. Maybe Shlomo's question. Maybe it will help us give us some different thoughts on this. But the Gemara would sound like that the Gemara has a possibility to say that even if you hold half hours on to the end of the day, and you're not going to be able to be made for tomorrow, nevertheless, you could only be made for Nedarim, which are Tzorich Shabbos. So, you know, if a person happens to hear a Neder on Shabbos, which is not Tzorich Shabbos, you know, then yeah. Right?
You have to go to Sheila.
What?
You have to leave it to Sheila.
Yeah, okay, right, if that'll work, right. Right? But Hafara you don't have, and the fact that it's Oiveres is not a heter, right? That's.
I mean, but maybe you could say fakir, that it's right. Not a heter for exactly that reason. You can do it tomorrow because you weren't allowed to do it today.
Okay, right, okay. So that's right. I was mentioning that about Shlomo's Ha'ora, Fegas Ha'ora. That maybe that's the background over here, right? Maybe that is the background.
Comes a nidch.
Right. Right, so let's say, right, so I mean, the Gemara really deals with this, let's say in the context of the Ran, let's say if you want to just go back to the Ran is, you know, tells us the reason why it's Chol, because it's a verse, not a verse, and what's the other side of the Gemara? So, you know, these are basically the two drachim we have. Either, even though it's a verse, so what? Or, that the fact that it's a verse, so, right, the fact that you can't, so that in itself, right, is this far to say that the Yom Shmir maybe will start tomorrow.
I mean, is it Mustavra to say that she could make a neder on Shabbos that's not the Torah of Shabbos and the Baal would not have to be able to be made for it? Like, the Torah set it up that way?
You mean
the... Again, she didn't have to make the neder on Shabbos. I don't know if that.
Oh well, okay, fine. But the Shmir comes out.
So like this. I mean, really, the Isser is a din drabonon, right? Right at most, right?
Oh.
So in the Gedorim, you know, in the Dinei Torah, that is, there's no reason why you can't do it.
What issue are we talking about, is it the Rabbanan now, that you can't be Shoyal or you can't be made for on Shabbos.
Those are Yisurin Rabbanan,
not what she made. Okay,
Yisurin Rabbanan. Right, so it'll the point that you're bothered by, we'll have to focus it on the Rabbanan. You want to know, will the Rabbanon institute something which will make it that a nether, you don't have the ability to be made for a nether? This nether will lose its chance to be made for. That's what you want to know. Would Chazal do such a thing?
And then on the flip side of that is that either when they ask, meaning on the flip side of that, if he really can do it d'oraisa and it's only an issur d'rabbanan, then either you say one of two things. Like you're saying they made it that he's not going to be able to be made for this neder, or an issur d'rabbanan itself is going to give him an extra yom shmir,
right.
Which is you know, I might have seen people say that, but it's still big. It's a big chiddush.
Okay, that's something that you could that you could think about. You know, the non-ability to be mefir, does that have to be on the deraisa level, or that's as long as there's something tying him down, as long as that's what it is, even though it's not a din deraisa, but the Torah sanctions one to do that, so then it's totally really in the practicality of things. Right. Let's see. Zok to Gemara. Okay. Let's just see. Okay. It's taka very late over here. Let's just see one line. One line. They're calling you already.
No. This one's where we are.
Okay. Let's. We just want to just do quickly. Just get to the maskana of this point of the Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Let's see. Okay, so the Gemara brings a price that hafora is limited. Hafora can only be done l'tzeirich Shabbos. Right, so that means that like upon him, there is a reason to ask in the dorim on Shabbos, and only if it's l'tzeirich Shabbos, so. But like depending on what we said before, it's a heti, there's no reason to ask her. Akoponim. Now, the Gemara, definitely, like we were saying before, just to set up that the Gemara would seem to be saying, this is, Kuliyamu. Zot mo amar Vashi. Holoitnan hochi. Ravashi has a dik from our Mishnah not like that. Holoitnan hochi. Our Mishnah is not like that. We could be medayik from our Mishnah that Nidorim, which are, even though they're not Litzer Shabbos, one could be Mefer on Shabbos. What is he? See that? Like this. Nodjim Chashecha, the Mishnah says, Nodjim Chashecha, Mefer lo ad shelo techshach. At the Mishnah, when the Mishnah is talking about the, let's say, Lahachmer side of things, that if she makes the neder in Sofer Shabbos, is mefer lo ad shelo techshach. It can be mefer just till the end of the day. Zolti Gemara, v'amret litzerich haShabbos in, shloi litzerich haShabbos loi, if there will be a limitation on the din of haforo that is only litzerich Shabbos, my ir yechashaychom, why is the Mishnah telling me, chashaych hafil psech hayoim, eni yoch lo hofer, even seif hayoim, you can't be mefer this shloi litzerichu. Now, this line in the Gemara is something which needs a little bit of explanation. Now, how do you read this line? Let's just see how much the Ran says, and then we'll see if we could work it out. Zok the Ran like this. I'm in the Ran, different master. I feel b'seich hayom nami lo yofer the shle l'tzerichu. I feel b'seich hayom nami lo yofer. Right?
Just a few lines down on the run.
The third line on top. Yeah.
Okay. I'm in Divra Masl, Afil B'Seichayim. You have that one? Afil B'Seichayim Nami Layofer. This should be on Ein Zayin Omer Aleph. This should be the third narrow line. You have that?
No.
Third narrow line. The Ran is on the left side of the page.
Oh, I'm, yeah. I got it. I'm looking on the right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the Ran says over here, and this is an important point in this Gemara. The Kiva dim chashecha nodra, since she made the nether close to the end of the day, might tzerich Shabbos yesh b'hafar also. Okay, so the premise in the Gemara is as follows, that this nether which is made in the Seif HaYoyim, there's not enough time to benefit from the Haforah of the nether, and therefore this Haforah is Shiloh L'Tzarech. Right? Elavadai, Afilo Shiloh L'Tzarech, Mefer. Lefi shezman oiver. Ukhtikatani and Elamai, Mishnah says you could be made for it. The fish has man over. Ukadikatani shim chosh vule hofer shuveni yoch le hofer.
Okay, as far as this. And so we need to work out is as far as this. Is that, I mean, if the premise over here is that the neder that's been made soif hayoim is too close to the end of the day to benefit from the hafora, so the Mishnah says that you could be made for such a neder, right? So if that's so then the raya should be a simple raya, right? That the Mishnah says that nodra somach lechashecha, you could be mefer. So the Mishnah is saying obviously you could be mefer on neder which is shelo litzarich. What is this arichas over here? My ir yachoshcha afilu b'seichayim eni yochol lehofer. So we know is two things. What are these words saying? What are these words saying, and why are these words necessary? Right. So let's first try to teach these words. My ir yachoshcha, afil b'seichayim eni yochol lehofer the shiloh litzarich. That means that it would sound like what the Gemara is saying is that the Mishnah is saying a reason why you can't be mefer. Right. So let's just see how this works. The Mishnah is saying a reason why you can't be mefer, and on that the Gemara is saying that if shloi l'tzarech is a reason why you can't be mefer, so I don't need that reason. I should have this reason. That's usually my area is right. Why are you telling me you can't be mefer because of that reason?
It's not l'tzarech Shabbos.
No. The Gemara doesn't say that, right? And I think the reason is something other than that. My ear, why are you telling me you can't be mefer? My ear, choshcha, why are you telling me that you can't be mefer? Because of choshcha, which means that the day is over, basically. That's what choshcha should mean over here. I feel b'sei chayayim, even if the day wasn't over, you couldn't be mefer because it's shelo litzarich. Right? That's the reading of the Gemara, right? Which is a little confusing because the mission says that when you made the neder, you could be mefer, right? So what the Gemara means is as follows: it means Avada the mission is saying that you could be mefer, and the mission is telling me the reason why you can't because I can't in 5 minutes from now I can't be mefer, right? So that the Gemara is saying that why are you telling me that in 5 minutes ago, 5 minutes from now, I can't be mefer. I can't even be mefer now because of shelo litzarich. That would seem to be the reading of the Mishnah, which is. But what we're asking is that. So what in the whole arich is over here for? So just basically, what you're telling me, I mean, Allah is Mishnah, you could do it, right? Right, 3 minutes before shkia, right? Whatever the number is, right? You could do it, even though it's shelo litzarich. So. That's the raya that you could be mefer on neder. That's not litzarich. Right? Why are we making a ma'iria and all these things? It's not even what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says is that you could be mefer now because in 5 minutes the day is over. That's what the Mishnah says, right? Right. And on that, the Gemara is saying that. If you couldn't be mefer on neder, which is shelo litzarich, why are you telling me because the day's over, you can't even be mefer now because it's not litzarich? Right? That's what the Gemara would be saying. Which, in short, you know, the Gemara could have just said that. Forget about what the reason why the reasoning the Mishnah says because in 5 minutes you can't be mefer, but. You made a nether right now, which is shloi litzarich, and the Mishnah says you could be mefer. Right? What's the chiluk? Why? Right? So in the reading of the Gemara, there's a little bit. This ma'ir is a little different than you usually have. Usually you have two reasons for a set halacha. Why tell me this reason? Tell me that reason. But over here, it's not a question of reasons. It's changing a halacha. Right? Mm. That's what's happening over in this Gemara. Right? Right? Ma'i Yechoshcho, why are you telling me, right, that that the reason why you could be mefer is because in 5 minutes, or you can't. That's why are you telling me you can't be mefer in 5 minutes from now? You can't even be mefer now.
Why not?
Because it's shloim tzarich. Elamai.
The case of shloim tzarich, it must be that it's Shabbos, no?
It must be in
Shabbos.
Yeah, that's what it's
right.
It
must be like right. Mincha time Shabbos, let's say.
It's Seif Hayom. That's what I'm saying. Right? It's Seif Hayom. Not enough time to benefit from the Haftorah.
So therefore, we're saying that he has to wait because it's Loy Letzorach. Right?
Well, no. The Mishnah says that one could be made for that nether. Now, the Gemara is coming to bring a raya. Could a person be made for on Shabbos a nether which is Shloim Letzorach? Right? Now, really, the Mishnah just says you could, right? You know, if you accept the premise that a neder which is 2 minutes before Shkia is Shloim Letzorach, the Mishnah said that Mishnah you could be made for, right? So then the raya should have been just simple, right?
Yeah, it shouldn't have said my eerie. It should have said
the Mishnah. Why could you make
Achar Hashecha Yevsher Lahafir? Ad Hashecha Yevsher Lahafir Fishal LeTzorich.
Yeah, I mean the halacha should be. Right? I mean, basically, the halacha should be different. The Mishnah says, "Somach lechashecha yofir ad shechashecha." Why? Right? It's not shlo tzarech. Basically, right? Right. So we should have really been medayik. I mean, not medayik, just from the halacha itself, right? From the halacha itself. So the Rosh addresses this point over here, and we'll see how much we understand which is answered in the Rosh. Okay, we'll start from the beginning of the Rosh over here. My area. You see the Rosh, my area? My area choshcha afil besoy chayim eni yochlo hofer. So the reading of the Gemara, l'chore, is that Gemara is saying is that why are you telling me that choshcha, basically, you know, the next day you can't be mefer, you can't even be mefer today. That's how the Gemara is speaking this out. Right? Afil b'sechayim en yochel lahofer ki goin somach lechashecha she'en lo shohus b'yayim oid lecha v'lishtois. There's not enough time basically to benefit from the net, and therefore that makes the shloim tzarich. Right? Now, Zokter Rosh, avo meresha dekotani mefer lo ach lo techshach. This is what he's bavorning, right? And so what do you have to bring in the reasoning that the Mishnah says, right? Well, why not just from the etzem halacha? From the Reisha, it says Mefer la'ad shloy techshach the mashma somach lechashecha loyboi lemeidak. Right? I mean, the Gemara doesn't bring that, and the Gemara doesn't want to be medayik from there. Why isn't it medayik from there itself that you Mefer ad shloy techshach? So on that, the Rosh says as follows: the Ika, I believe that that's what the Rosh is bavoning over here. Right, what do you have to bring the chashecha? And that is like this, because the ikalid chuye, because I could have, if you would have just been brought me that part of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says that she made the neder actually techshach, you could be mefer. I wouldn't have the raya from there. Ikalid chuye mefer mi b'yod yom ka'amar, the ikal shows b'yom lecho. Yeah, so he says like this, that if we would have just been coming from that part of the Mishnah, then we could have been matche and say that even though the Mishnah says that you made the neder somuch lechashecha, but of course it means that you have enough time to benefit from it, right? That's what it will be. So therefore you can't start from over here and that assumption that we're working with, that part of the Mishnah is talking about a neder, which is shelo letzorich, you couldn't really take it out of this thing, because you could always be madche that maybe you're making it somuch, but there's enough time to benefit from it. Avo mesefo medaktik shapi demashma davko choscho hobye b'yem afilo somuch lechashecha motzi meifer. That when the Mishnah says that because you can't be meifer anymore once the next day starts, right? In that is a deek that until you get to the air, even though there is no time to do anything, you could be mefer, right? So that's how the Rosh explains that what the arichas in the Gemara over here is that the Gemara is bringing this part of the Mishnah. Choshcho, which is really so the raya really is from the. So when the Gemara say Ma'ir Yechoshcho, it's referring to, it's a little not so clear in the Gemara, because the words that the Gemara brings, the Gemara just brings that line in the minute, right? And then the Gemara says Ma'ir Yechoshcho. What does that Choshcho mean, right? That Choshcho means the reasoning that the Gemara says. Right, that's what that choshcha means. Ma'ir choshcha, afilu b'seichayim, and b'seichayim refers to the nether of samach lechashecha. Right, it's a little misleading in the words of the Gemara over here. But akopan, but the Rosh tells us that the reason why the Gemara is bringing in the choshcha is in order to give us the right to take out that when the Mishnah says that you made somoch, you could be mefer, that was somoch even without without a tzorich. Because if I would have just come from over there, I could always be madche and say that it's somoch, but you have to have a tzorich. That's what it means. Okay, that's what the Rosh says. Akoponim. It's like this. So let's just. I want to wrap up this Gemara over here because it's not very late. Let's see. So what we have over here is like this. The Gemara brought a Brais, and the Brais has said clearly that Hafara can only be Nidorim, which are the Tzorich Shabbos, right? The Tzorich, right? And that Rav Ashi says, well, it's been looking at Mishnah not like that, right? He has right. That's where he comes out of Mishnah not like that. On that, the Gemara says Tanoihi. Tanoihi. This Tanoihi, like the Ran explains, is explaining or really answering this contradiction that we have. And on that, Gemara says that it's really based on the halacha is really based on the original machlokes Tanoim that we have. Now, where the Gemara is going like this is it's telling whether you have meisayis, you only have to lusayfayim. And the cheshvan in that is that if you only have till the end of the day, so then your chance to be made for it is going to be lost. If you can't be made for any nether on that was made that was that the shmi was on Shabbos, so that according to that man de Omar, since it's shoy beres, you could be made for. But according to the man de Omar, who holds that you have your meis leis, right? So you can still do it after Shabbos. So it's not a beres. So according to him, it'll be awesome. So that's what it means. It means it's telling the tanoim, right? And like Michael's mother that. The way the Gemara comes out right now, that the Gemara is really working with the Inami in the Ran, that essentially that there is a reason why Hafar should be Osir, and there's a Heter of Averis, and whether that Heter of Averis is applicable or not is totally in the two Mandom. Right? If you only have to end the day, it's Averis. If you have Meis Ace, then it's not Averis. Now, let's just quickly be Ma'ir something over here. That.
And we're definitely reading the Braisa that it goes on both.
Definitely reading the Braisa.
Because it's just a machlokas between our Mishnah and that Braisa. We're definitely reading that Braisa over there.
The Braisa specifically talks about Hafara, right? That Braisa you're talking about?
Yeah.
So that Braisa says what it says. But the Braisa only talks about Hafara. So that Braisa is what it is. That Braisa seems to be passing, like those other Tanoim. And therefore, it's not a Shoy Veris. And therefore...
No, but we're saying Letzorcha Shabbos goes even on the Risha. That's what we're saying.
Oh, you're in the Mishnah.
Oh, that's the Mishnah?
That Mishnah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
That's
the Mishnah,
or that itself was a machlokas. That Mishnah could go either way. We still, you're saying it's only the Braisa that goes for sure the other way. Okay, I hear. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Tashma Datani.
Is the Mishnah could go either way, or we're Madaik from the Mishnah,
right? No, he means that Mishnah Masechet Shabbos. The Mishnah that we started off.
Right. Okay.
Right?
So I didn't realize. You're saying this Tashma Detani Rav Zuti Debe Rav Puppy and Mefirin Nadarim Ela Tark Shabbos. That's a Braisa. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
It sounded to me like an Amora.
Mm-hmm. It's an Amora quoting a Braisa.
That's usually what a Tani would be. And look, if you look in the Ran, that's the Ran says. When the Ran, in the Tanoihi, when the Mora says Tanoihi, look at the Ran. But like Koshu Masnisin Ubraisa, the Tani Rav Zuti Hadodi.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, sure. Okay. Now, I just want to point out something interesting. That the Rosh says. The Rosh has an interesting halach. Yeah, what would you say like this? Yeah, what would you say as follows? That let's say in Isha, okay, according to the man, the Omar, that you have meisleis. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay? Friday morning, right, he gets the shmir. Gets the shmir, right? Fine, you know, Friday is a busy day. Yeah, shine. Before he realizes it, shine, it's Shabbos. Right, so what's the halacha according to the Manda Omar? Now at this point, you know you can't be made for tomorrow, right? So the only ability to be made for right now was on Shabbos, on one hand, but on the other hand, right, he had the ability to be made for it before Shabbos, right? So what would you hold that does the din of Oiveres apply to this man, the Omar, over here, and then he'll be, even according to the man, the Omar, that you have an ace, there'll be a case where he could be made from the Dorim, which are Shalal Tzerich, because of the heter of Averis.
Of
ace. I mean, he had an ace lace, that means that therefore he had the ability, this case, he had the ability to make before Shabbos, right? Right? He wasn't made for, and now he finds himself on Shabbos, and the time is going to run out, you know, before the Shabbos is over.
So don't we have that in Amud Beis?
Do we have that? On Amud Beis, we have maybe, on Amud Beis, Minimor over here talks about the Shela. That's what you're referring to.
That's Shela, so.
He might have.
Wait a second. Oh, okay. Right. So in other words,
can he make her, or does he
have right.
So but you're steering right. But you're steering right because the Rosh does bring a raya from there, right? The Gemara talks about by she'ela, right? And this, you know, maybe you could think about. And the Gemara talks about by she'ela definitely that you could only be made for a nedarim which are litzur of Shabbos, and the Gemara declares the she'ela that granted something litzur of Shabbos you could, but let's say you had the ability to be made for before, right? Before. Tzorich Shabbos, Seif Kol Seif, is a heter. Right? And you could have been made for before Shabbos. So is it mutter to be made for on Shabbos? Do you have the heter of Tzorich Shabbos, even though you had the ability to be made for? So the Rosh equates these two things, these two heterim. And he says, just like the Mora comes out over here, that even though you had the ability to be made for before, you could still use the heter.
I mean, Hatara, right?
By Hatara, right. Yeah, right? By Shela, that of Litzorich Shabbos. So, by the same token, that the heter of Shah Iveris will apply even though you had the ability to be made for before. Right? So, comes an interesting thing that according to the Rosh, that you know, inasmuch as the Gemara sounds like Gemara saying it's talking to my own, whether it's the Iveris or not, but there is a case where. Even according to the Man Omer, Me'eis La'eis, you could have the heter of Shoy Veres. In the event that the neder was made Friday, he wasn't made for it, and now, Shoyin, it's going to end on Shabbos afternoon, and tomorrow you can't anymore, and you'll have the heter of Shoy Veres.
And be made for on Shabbos.
You could be made for on Shabbos. Right, you could be made for on Shabbos. Right. Right, so let's say that Bryce, which says that you can't be made for Nidorim, right, I'm saying that's according to the man of Omer Isla'is. I mean, that's talking about because it's not a veris, but in a chanami. Right? And, you know, that's, I mean, essentially, it should be right, right? Everyone agrees. Oiveris is a heter, right? And right? The question is whether you have the case of Oiveris. But, you know, if you agree that this is
that this is Averis, then it should help according to everyone.
And according to, just coming back to the original, according to the one who says Meis L'Eis, she makes the neder on Shabbos, and they say wait till after Shabbos. Is that because Mi'ikra din, it's usher to do on Shabbos, and there's no heter of Tzorach Shabbos because it's not Averis, or really there's no iser of doing it on Shabbos? Isn't iser doing it on Shabbos, and you don't have a heter of Tzorach Shabbos because it's not Averis, and that's odd that Tzorach Shabbos is a heter. It's never usher. I mean, there's an iser shel tzorach Shabbos. This is Latzorach Shabbos meaning they're saying you should wait till after Shabbos because Tzorach Shabbos, shelo Tzorach Shabbos is usher miyikar din. It's not a heter, and it's just usher. So
yeah, there's
and
a heter on it, and well, right.
Are they saying it because there's some other iser, and you don't have the heter of Latzorach Shabbos? We can't tell. Can we tell? What do I want to say before?
What you were saying before was either there's some other iser over here. Let's say Mechzik Din, right? Let's say in the hills that you have the din applies,
mm-hmm.
and the iser in the Averis would be the heter, or Tzorach Shabbos, right? Would be the heter,
and you don't have that because
that you could do it tomorrow. Basically, is the reason why it's also today. But I think that's what the other side that you're saying. So I mean, there is an iser. You know, is the iser from the fact that you could like there's such an iser, anything that you could do tomorrow you can't do today. That's that itself is an iser. And the nafka mina you were saying is that therefore something which is Tzorach Shabbos, it's not heter at all. It's mutar me'ikar hadin.
We can't tell here whether the reason they're saying to wait till tomorrow is because Ikra din it's usher because you don't need to do it on Shabbos, or really it's mutter. There's some other issue. It's really mutter to do something Latzorach Shabbos, but there's a different issur of,
let's say, Mechzik
and we don't have a heter, right? Mechzik din and we don't have the heter. We can't really tell.
I just wondering that but maybe an easier nafkamina. No, but this is a chiddush to the nafkamina that it's possible that according to the man me'is la'eis, you'll have the heter of Averis, right? So he talks about a case if he weren't mefer. But what theoretically, right? If you could. If he has the shmir, the second, right? The same idea. Basically, if the me'is la'eis, right, it doesn't go after Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Should pretty much be the same thing. Because let's say he gets the shmir exactly, right? And tchilas hayoyim, right? Yeah. Whatever, right? Right? So, right, you have your ace, me'is la'eis, you also, it's Averis.
I was thinking that, but this just what? I mean, the other Shaila just really, just why did it say?
Yeah, right. I'm saying that. Rosh is a Chiddush, right? That he, right, even there, right? Obviously, right, I'm saying this. A more simpler, Shaila would be like over there. But basically, this idea is that according to the Gemara, it should come out that when it is a veris, according to the man of me'is la'eis, then you should also be able to do it. L'chayra. L'chay oida.
I guess if you want a harder one, instead of an easier one, I guess. Also, if she becomes a Bulgaris and the father or something,
if she becomes a Bulgaris, so what would that mean exactly?
So the father can't be made for the nether anymore.
Right.
So if he waits till nightfall, right, it's her birthday or whatever, the 6 months afterwards.
The 6 months will end
before tomorrow.
That's only if you like to
and
make...
Her birthday is Sunday.
Right. That's only if you like to make more complicated situations instead of less complicated situations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jessica.